Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Sabar's here. Jeff's a great member of our Brain Trust. 13 years. Later this summer, we'll celebrate that anniversary as a member, him being a member of our Brain Trust, which I know is something that his mother is so proud of him for. And in fact, I remember what she said to him when he told her about being part of our Brain Trust. She said, "So, son, all that investment I put in you, and it's come to this." Right, Jeff?
Yeah, exactly.
It's come to this.
I thought you would aspire to more, Jeffrey.
Jeff's the author of a number of books on home office and teleworking and micropreneuring. He's an award-winning journalist, and our good friend Jeff. What's on your mind today? What you got going on?
Well, I will tell you that when I told her how much I'm getting paid to do this show, she was all over it.
Even that makes me laugh.
There you go. Exactly. I gave her a buck, and I said, that
right.
And a buck will buy you a cup of coffee.
That's right.
At 7-Eleven. So, you know what? There's been a lot of talk lately about online backup, and we've discussed online backup a lot.
Been doing it for a long time. It changed my life.
Yeah,
being able to connect with a cloud-based backup system that, I mean, Jeff, I touch a key and it backs it up.
Right. Absolutely.
And buddy, that's peace of mind. And
peace
and
of
guess
mind.
What? I have lost. You know what, Jeff? I'm going off here, but I went 20 years without losing a hard drive.
Right.
And when for some reason, since I've had online backup, I've lost two hard drives.
But
I'm not sure if that means that they vexed me or what, but I'm telling you, had I lost those two hard drives before I had online backup, I would have been, you know what.
That's well, and I think what happens a lot is people, what used to happen a lot is people would buy external hard drives, devices,
yep,
although they're not
yep
that big anymore, and they'd plug them in, but sometimes, you know, if they weren't automated, you would have to do it yourself. Who remembers to do it? How good is it? Did
that's
it actually work? Did you test it,
mm-hmm,
you know, to know that the backup worked? Now we find these what's called cloud-based, so it's hosted on the Internet, and you're
mm-hmm
connected to it by a broadband connection, so it's got 24/7, like you said. It backs up everything. Generally, it backs up everything in your My Documents directory,
right,
or if you're on an Apple, you know, however mm-hmm the nomenclature is for an Apple or Mac.
But everybody's wanting to get into the act now, including Google.
Google just launched their service, or just announced their service, the Google Drive. And what's really cool is a lot of these services, with competition, has come some really good features, as well as a lot of storage for free. Google Drive is 5 gigabytes of storage for free to get onto the service.
Mm-hmm.
So you have them with their service,
which is not a lot.
It's well, it depends on what you do. Okay, a Word jockey like me, I don't think I have 5 gigabytes of data
yeah
out there in Word documents.
Right.
But when you combine the fact that you have a lot of pictures of family events,
videos,
you might have a lot of
things,
documents, videos. If you have, you know, if you're like an architect, or if you're certainly if you're a graphic
mm-hmm
designer or
mm-hmm
a video editor.
But I agree with you from a standpoint of content, real, you know, ones and zeros, that's original content, not programs, but content.
Right.
5 gigs covers most folks.
It'll cover most of what you need, and for most people, it might even cover some of the other
and
stuff
it's
that
free
you have if you have it blended, and it's free.
What are they up to over there, giving this stuff away? There's something going on over there, Jeff.
Have you seen how much they make on their ad sales and their search? I think they can afford to give
yeah
it. You know, I got to
yeah
tell you, you know, not to get off on a sidebar again with regard to Google, but I've long said that, you know, people say cleanliness is next to godliness, but for my money, Google is much closer. That it
I know you've been a devotee for a long time. You use their
cloud based. I use Gmail. I use their calendar. I use documents.
You use their documents and all that kind of stuff. But
absolutely.
But you know, it's interesting. You know, Microsoft is doing this too. Microsoft has the SkyDrive. Has their SkyDrive and all that.
And Apple has the iCloud.
Right.
You have to be an
Apple
user.
So how does a company like Carbonite compete when they charge?
Because they're business class.
Yeah.
I think that's where a company like Carbonite and some of the others that are in that space, there's a number of companies that are doing that. iDrive, CrashPlan, Carbonite, Backblaze, mm-hmm. Mozy, Nomad Desk, Norton Online Backup. You know, I've used Carbonite, and I've used it for
years.
That's
what I use.
And I really, really appreciate it, but it's a couple things.
It's not expensive.
It's $60 a year.
Yeah.
I think is what
To be able to expect performance. And see, this is the thing. I've had people, Jeff, say to me, "Oh, Jim, I'll just throw that in. I'll do this for you as a favor." And you know what I've said to them? In some cases, I've said, "You know what? Thank you for the favor, but I want you to charge me because I'm going to expect performance."
Right. Absolutely. Now, I've been thrilled with, you know, you ask how someone like Google gets away with not charging for any of those services. They create tremendous brand loyalty, and they highly value that. Now,
right.
I don't want a company. I had a company that gave me online backup for free. Then, like a year later, they canceled. They actually shut down. It was a big company. They shut down that division and said, "We're not selling the division to another vendor. We're shutting it down.
Right.
You have to find an alternative."
Google could do the same thing in a year.
Google has
shut things down before. Everything they started hasn't worked perfectly.
Absolutely.
This is another thing. I mean, when you're there at their pleasure, then
right.
you know you got to be prepared to deal with it.
But I think part of what we find with these services is, you know, as they say and said in one of the articles, Google has acres of server farms where they have a lot of capacity they can take advantage of. And for us, and to get back to the main point, for us to get, whether it's free, whether it's fee, whether it's low-cost online backup, just makes spoke of the peace of mind that you get from that, knowing, like the Ronco rotisserie, set it and forget it.
I like seeing that little green dot beside the file, knowing that it's not only on my server, it's on my site, it's on my hard drive, it's somewhere else too. Yeah,
right. And the one thing to do, and I recommend this for anybody who uses any sort of backup, whether it's a flash drive, whether it's an external hard drive, whether it's online, log in and not necessarily try to do a whole replacement. But try and access your files remotely. Make sure that
it's another thing you can do them remotely. You can access them remotely. Hey, Jeff, quick break. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and come back and talk about another topic with our good friend Jeff Zabar. By the way, his website is chiefhomeofficer.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.